It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Chef Rick Bayless, and we are talking about this beautiful new cookbook out called Frontera, Margaritas, Guacamoles, and Snacks. And I know, Rick, maybe it shouldn't be called exactly a cookbook, but it's a beautiful book with some great food and drink in there for entertaining, which is probably the time of year that people will be doing it more than, you know, normal.
It absolutely is. It's great to be with you again and to be sharing some good new stuff from this book. This is kind of interesting because in all the books that I've done in the past, I've really wanted to translate between the Mexican home cook and the American home cook, and I really haven't brought a lot of the restaurant culture into that. But this is a book that really does focus on what we do in our restaurant, because we're so well known for our margaritas and certainly for our guacamoles and the little snacks that we put on the table. And so I wanted to capture that in a book. And let's face it, we all need really good recipes for margaritas
yes.
and guacamole because we use them so much in everyday entertaining. Is that, you know, I have to say that guacamole is like the perfect food to put out at a party because everybody can help themselves. It's a nutritious kind of thing that you can put out. I always suggest people put out not just chips to go with it, but slices of jicama or cucumbers or radishes, and people can use those to dip as well. So it's perfect kind of for the holidays now. And when you're going to have people over, one of the most festive cocktails I think you can offer people is margaritas. And so in this book, I have focused on those things. I know everybody really wants to have recipes for, but I haven't done it in just a collection of recipes sort of way, because I start each one with a master class in making margaritas and another master class in making guacamoles. And what I've tried to do in these master classes is to teach people the basics, so that if you want to make the perfect margarita for you, then I help you to understand what the role of each ingredient is that goes into it, what the techniques are that are involved in making the perfect guacamole, the perfect margarita for you. And then I do the exact same thing for the guacamoles, because I think once you understand how to build that perfect margarita or how to build that perfect guacamole, you really have the tools you need to make something that's delicious and perfectly suited to your own taste.
Well, the thing is, Rick, you really provide a variety of guacamole that not many people provide, and I know that your restaurant in Chicago is really well known for that, right?
Yes, you know, in fact, every month we put a special guacamole on the menu in Frontera, and it reflects the seasons, and I like to do that. Like right now, we have this really delicious guacamole. It may sound a little surprising to some people, but instead of putting the chopped onion in a classic guacamole, we've replaced it with roasted fennel. Now,
ooh,
that gives you a little bit of sweetness, the same kind of crunch as the onion,
yeah,
but a lot of really beautiful flavor that reflects this season that we're in, because we love a lot of roasted vegetables.
Yes.
And then in place of the tomatoes, since all the tomatoes are gone from the farmer's market, we put in a little bit of apple. And that sweetness pairs so beautifully with the natural sweetness that comes in an avocado.
Is the apple raw, or are you roasting the apple?
The apple is raw, and it provides crunch, but it really provides a beautiful sweetness.
Can you share that recipe with us just quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. What you need to do is mash 3 perfectly ripe avocados. And if you get them when they're hard, you know it's going to take you 5 to 7 days for those to ripen up. But when they're buttery soft, then you mash those up and season them with a little bit of salt and some lime juice. Now, there's no natural salt or no natural acid in avocados, so you want to put a little bit in there, but don't get carried away with the lime juice, because, yes, it will stop the browning, but it will also cut the flavor of the avocado, and you'll taste nothing but lime.
Okay.
Okay, so once you've got your seasoned avocado base, then you add to it, well, I like to add the roasted fennel. Now, I cut a bulb into spears, I drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil, and sprinkle it with salt. Put it in the oven at about 325 degrees for about an hour, and it'll soften up some, and it'll get that beautiful caramely exterior, which we like. Cool that down and chop that up. And then chop up an apple and add that to there. You can add cilantro to it, and if you like it spicy, chop up a serrano or a jalapeno chili and add that to it.
Mmm, yummy. That sounds delicious.
You've been listening to Tonia's Kitchen. Be sure to like us on Facebook.